Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
and we're super excited to bring back on the show for My Marriage Matters our good friends Joe and Cindy Farini. Good morning, you guys.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. In fact, first of all, we have to congratulate one Dr. Joe Farini on his recent retirement, as I understand.
Well, thank you. Yes, it's talk about transitions. This is a huge one. But, you know, it's been 41 years and, you know, my body, my mind, my spirit told me it was time. And never an easy decision, but it was, you know, I think it's the right decision to do
so
this
now,
time.
So now you can do a bunch of pro bono dental work, I suppose, right? Or like back alley, perhaps, or?
Down the basement. Yeah.
No, that's great. So today you guys want to talk about transitions. Is that right, Cindy?
Yes, we do. You know, we, as you just said, you know, Joe just retired. And the last time that we had the opportunity to talk with you was in May. So a lot's happened since then. He's retired. We definitely have another number of other things happening in our family, a new baby coming along with Kathleen come November, and a number of other things. And we just thought, you know, every part of life has transition.
Yeah.
Every part. And yet all of us, I don't know anybody who doesn't feel challenged by the transitions that they go through, and not only ourselves personally, but when our kids are going through it.
Right.
You know, when our kids go through it, we go through it too. And so we thought we would kind of try to tackle that topic, and I thought maybe Joe could get started, just, you know, kind of the idea of, you know, as a couple and just getting married, that's like a huge transition. And really, what do you do with that transition, and how should a couple really consider where they're going in this new transition?
Joe?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. When we talk about transition, let's talk about being pre-married to being married. I mean, that's a huge transition right there. And I know we make it a point when we're dealing with our pre-married couples to just encourage them to begin to develop and begin to bring some clarity regarding their overall purpose in life, their individually and as a couple. And it's what I like to call it, you know, developing your North Star. And this North Star is that thing that will guide you in life regarding those things you say yes to, what you say no to. And those are things that will help you at no matter what stage of life that you're in. And, of course, to do that properly, of course, it's going to require some really open, honest, transparent communications at all times. But, you know, one of the major byproducts of being able to talk like this with each other is that it develops a healthy interdependence on each other. And if ever there was a time where you needed to be interdependent on each other, it's during times of transition. And I mean, let's face it, Brian, everybody goes through difficult times in life.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody walks through the wilderness, they walk through the valley, they go through rough places, and that's just life. But we need to be able to press on, and we need to be able to endure. And I'd say one of the wonderful things that really is a byproduct of being able to endure is that it provides elders a testimony of encouragement to others, especially as they go through difficult times and transitions in life. And I mean, as you know, people who are going through difficult times, they just long to be able to talk with somebody who's been through similar times.
Yes.
And so I think that's one of the major benefits of getting older and staying together and dealing with those challenges.
This is such a relevant topic for all of us because it just feels like when you're not in one transition, you're in the next one. And Cindy, one that I'm actually kind of around this week is new children. And my sister's a lot younger than me. And I know that's a big challenge. Yeah, a lot. Yeah, she's like 10 years younger. That's a big challenge in a family's life, new children. So how can we, the people around, whether it's grandparents, aunts and uncles, help a family as they experience that transition?
Well, I think family is so important. That's a nice segue here to really talk about, you know, adding children to the family and you know, you're 10 years down the road from her. You have a lot of experience that you can share with her. Some things people will want to hear.
Yeah.
Some things people will be sort of like, you know, I really wish they wouldn't share that with me because I have a different way I'm thinking. But definitely we want to be available.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things I try to do with my children, and I don't do things right all the time, but I sure do try. And that is to just listen and kind of pick up the cues of what they're asking and where are they right now, and to really embrace with them the place that they are. You know, Joe and I are way down the road now, so our kids are grown. We still have one at home that will never leave, Joey, who has special needs. Mm-hmm. But when our girls share things with us, I don't want to dismiss it with just like, oh, well, you know, I love the place you're in right now and life will get better later. Because when you're in it and you're in that big transition, especially with a first baby,
right.
I just think those of us can come around and say, you know, this is one of the hardest transitions. And, you know, if you're feeling like you're going to sort of lose it, give me a call. Even if you're not close in proximity, you can certainly encourage over the phone, mm-hmm. and help them to really accept this new challenge with the fact that, yeah, that was hard for me too. Not necessarily, you know, having to one-up them and, you know, like, right. yeah, that was hard for me. And it was harder for me than it is for you. But to really embrace where they're at and let them know that some of what they're experiencing, or most of what they're experiencing, is probably really normal.
Right. I resonate with that because I wish more people would have said that to me. When I remember being a young mom, and hearing the whole "you got your hands full" made me feel like, oh my goodness, I'm such a mess. If I would have heard more of, oh my goodness, it's normal, I felt overwhelmed myself, I would have felt more sure. at peace, like, okay, I guess I'm normal, it's okay.
Sure.
But this,
and you know,
yeah, go ahead.
And depends kind of what you hear too. Like, I remember my mom saying, oh, she had four of us. I just loved being pregnant, and I would have had more if different situations. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, like, my pregnancies were nothing like hers, nor were my deliveries.
Right.
And I just, you know, Joey was a challenge quite early on.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just thinking, not that I didn't love being a mom. I loved being a mom. But it was nothing like my mom's situation.
Right.
And I don't think she could really understand it, which is true, because there's other things about other families. Like, I don't have a large family, so I don't understand, Brian and Janelle, that you know, what it is to have five children
right.
or six children. But we can still stand alongside people and really encourage them right where they are.
I love
and in
that.
Fact, I have a quick story that I have had a prayer partner years ago, and she was just there for me. And our situations were totally different, but we prayed every morning just real quick for the kids and hung up. It was just a quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one day I had just had it here at home. It was a rough day. And I called my prayer partner, and her name was Cindy. I go, Cindy, I am just like so beside myself. I said, I just want to throw Joey out the window. And she paused for a minute. And she said, would that be the first floor or the second floor window?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and,
such a good response.
Yeah.
It was perfect because she got it. She didn't give me any particular decision. She knew I wouldn't do that, but she knew that I was coming to her because I needed help where I was in that part of parenting right then. We're still dear friends. I tell her I share that all the time when I speak. And that's the kind of people you need in your life to just help you get through that day.
Right.
And
right.
and every day has a transition. Every day has a challenge.
I love that. And in some of these transitions, like you said, we need encouragement. And so here come Brian and Janelle. This next one.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Go ahead.
Like, I thought that the transitions were marriage, children, empty nest. And you're laughing, but I was completely taken by surprise about this, like, transition of the tween to teen thing. And it's like I never knew my life would be this insane.
Well, that's because not only are they transitioning, but so are you. So there's like more than just one, you know, one aspect to this. And you know, that you're all still responsible to each other as parents to children, children to parents. And we have to help them take ownership of their own issues, letting them help them, you know, solve their own problems. And when they go through transitions, to be able to say, you know, right now I'm your parent and especially when they're little. And as they get a little older, then you become their coach. And that's kind of where you guys are now, which I think was, for me, the most fun part, because I didn't have to figure it all out for them. Yeah. They could do it. And they were still under our roof to be able to say, okay, so how did that go for you? Mm-hmm. You know,
but Cindy, they want to leave the house all the time. Why can't they just stay home?
Imposing their schedules on us.
Oh.
I know. That's hard, isn't it? And especially when you have so many, because as I know you've shared before on the radio, you're in the car all the time. But boy, the car is the best place to get them to talk sometimes. I know it was for us. But let me just say, too, so you go from parent to coach to someday, like where we are now, that they become your friends. And I'll tell you what, while those transitions where you all are at right now, I think they're challenging, but I think it just brings such a sweetness later on to life when you've really coached them well and they've learned because they've been under your roof. A lot of times people say, I don't want my kids to date until they're like 18. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, like when they're gone and they're not, and you don't have any influence on
right.
them. Oh, yeah. You know, I feel like there's things that we can do when they're home that before we send them off, you know, we have opportunity to invest in them. And so this, for the ages your kids are at, this is like the best time of coaching
yes.
that you'll never get back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely. But if my kids are listening, isn't this the point where you say, you should just stay home this weekend?
Oh my goodness. Oh goodness.
Well, here's something that we did, and you probably won't like it, Brian.
Oh no.
But we told our kids that we would try to say yes to everything.
And we got to take a break now. We can't. No, I'm just kidding. You did. Okay.
That they would ask, like, to do or to be a part of.
Oh, no.
But that when we said no, we meant it. And so our kids knew that we didn't mess around. And we tried really hard to allow that. Even I remember, you know, there was a particular party that Kathleen wanted to go to that I was alerted to about this party. I don't need to go into details. And I wanted to see how she'd handle it. And she came to me and she told me everything this other adult person had told me. And she goes, I still want to go to this party, but I don't know if I should. And so as her coach, you know, we were able to say, well, you know what? Usually things don't happen at the beginning of the party. They happen later on. If you want to go and kind of see how things are, call us if you need us. We're home. We'll come get you if you need us right away. Just call us. And they have to learn to be in different life situations. You know, we can't protect them. And in the way of saying, like, never go out of our house because, you know, they need those life lessons. And now is the greatest time to be able to invest in them, to tell them and teach them.
Right.
Brian, are you taking notes? I don't see.
No, I'm not taking notes. Right, yeah.
We'll record this for you.
I'm still hoping they're going to stay home for once. No, I'm teasing. No, it's great advice. Really great advice.
This next one is one where a lot of our listeners, a lot of the people in our listening family are in. There's empty nest and retirement. And I know you guys are, especially the retirement part is a new one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like any transition, Janelle. It's just, you know, that North Star I talked about earlier, that still needs to guide you. And it will be tested once again as you transition into the empty nest retirement years. And my recommendation at this point is stay busy.
Yeah.
Stay busy. I mean, both together and individually. But at all times, you want to stay on each other's radar screens and maintain that good communications with each other. And I got to say that, you know, listening to our conversation here, I just think about how wise Jesus was when he gave us that North Star, which is the great commandment that we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. That starts. That's the basis of all relationships. And then to love others as ourselves. And I think, you know, as we're raising our children, how we treat our children, we just want to treat them the way we would want to be treated and to love them as Jesus would love them. And again, that's the most important guiding point that we need to have during times of transition, is to know that we're never alone, you know, that Jesus will never leave us or forsake us, and that we always have him with us at all times during these times of transition.
And now, you know, when I've heard people talk about that phase of life the most, I often hear wives say, you know, I'm a little worried he's going to be around all the time now. So Cindy, how do you, what's your advice for women on that?
Oh gosh. Well, excuse me. He's not here all the time. He's so busy, you know, doing meeting with people and things like that. But it has changed. There have been things that have changed. And definitely one is we don't have to get up at a certain time in the morning. We can sleep in if we want. We don't usually sleep in very much, but I'm just saying it's just one of those things that you can do differently. I love having Joe around, so that's been great. But we've always worked together. I used to work at the office occasionally. We work in ministry together. So I don't think the transition for us is maybe the same as it would be for everyone, especially if they work a 9-to-5 job, where Joe's office hours were always different. And he really eased out of dentistry from about 13 years ago, selling the practice, to working 12 days a month, last couple of years only working 6 days a month, and now he's not going in. So I think it's different. But I think in that transition, I love that Joe says you need to stay busy. And busy doing things that matter, not just busy doing, you know, a bunch of nothing, but things like, even yesterday he went over and helped Nathan and Kathleen do things in their yard. And that's the kind of thing he wants, to just for us to be able to invest in a different way where our kids are now in their lives. And I think that's really, really a key, especially for retirement, to, you know, see where can you serve. You know what? There'll never be a lack of where can you serve. We'll never be bored, ever.
We have an idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know we're thinking the same thing. Go ahead.
I was like, Joe, I mean, you got all this time. You're ready to serve. I got 5 kids.
Heck,
I got a yard.
No, you could come teach one of the classes in my homeschool.
Babysit 11 kids while we go out.
Let's talk.
I've been thinking I'd love to teach a class on manners. Ooh. And I've been wanting to do that for years. And so maybe this time of life might be
Please.
A place to do that.
I can already think of some kids that are going to sit front and center.
No, I see. I have an idea. We're going to get all 11 of the kids together, and they're going to do a weekend manners retreat at the Farini's house.
That's right.
A whole weekend of manners.
I love it, you guys.
And we'll be praying for you. How's that sound?
Oh, gosh, you guys are funny.
That sounds great.
Let me add something here, too. You know what? When we're going through all these things, we have to understand what is the meaning that we can find in these.
Yeah.
Because transition often means loss or change or challenge. Sometimes it's really good change, like retirement. Sometimes it's something like a death, which is hard loss.
So
what is the meaning that we can find in those? And how will we display in those times who God is to us? And let our kids be a part of that. Let our families be a part of that, that they're learning, learning as we're learning too.
Yes. Well, I love that.
Amen.
Joe and Cindy Farini, how can folks reach out to you to suggest topics or ask questions?
Well, we would love for them to come to the Facebook page, which is My Marriage Matters. And every Monday at 9 o'clock, we have a mentor moment. We're going to be doing that shortly. And I also would like to just add that we're going to be doing a marriage workshop in North Olmsted on September 14th. And I'll just put the stuff on My Marriage Matters so that people can go there. I won't give it now. But we'd love to have people join us there. And we're keeping moving on with life, keeping busy, and love the new transition, and hope that you guys will get through the transitions you're going through, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, and Joe, I look forward to watching you mow my lawn this afternoon.
So. There you go. He's doing meaningful work for him.
What do you mean?
That's
right. That's not meaningful? It needs to get cut. Okay, mow my weeds. Okay, fine. That's what it is.
No.
We love you, too. We can't wait to see you at the big WCRF picnic this weekend, too, huh?
Sounds great. We'll see you then.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.